bet that it's summer. Please tell me you wore sunscreen, I say. He rolls his eyes. Yes, Dad. You like me a whole lot more than you like your dad, I joke, and immediately realize how mean it sounded. Carter flinches, then takes a deep breath and looks at me with something that's far too much like pity. And underneath is a gentleness I haven't seen in years, reminding me of the exuberant gamer he was our freshman year, before he became the son his parents wanted him to be. I'm glad you're here, dude. It's been a while. I don't know how to respond to that. I'm not sure I'm glad. A weariness has settled in my bones and my joints, and it refuses to come out. At least this is the last time we'll come together as a group. Too much has changed. Some friendships aren't meant to last. We've outgrown one another. There's too much hurt and history between us. But Ever wants us to try one last time, and forever, I'll do anything. Even if it means pretending everything's okay and putting costumes and characters over the cracks between us. Even if it'll break me. Even if it'll break all of us. I glance toward the front of the group where Ever navigates the road. There with Leva, and the sight of her perfectly styled hair and flawless smile makes me tense up. Pain stabs at my legs and radiates to the rest of my body. If Ever's why I'm here, Leva's why I wouldn't be. Carter is unperturbed by my silence. So, what do you think Ever prepared? I mean, we all know this game will be another murder mystery. Our characters are only good at solving murders, but this is our last weekend together. It must be something special. Do you think it'll be our boss fight? Take down the BBEG? They've been secretive for weeks. Although so much of me doesn't want to be here, I can't help getting drawn back into our game, into the world of Gonfalon. I missed this. But I continue my silence, trying desperately not to care. Carter keeps talking. We have the perfect location for it. Have you heard the ghost stories about this mountain? Apparently they go back for decades, centuries. Do you think Ever will weave some of that into our story? You know, for full immersion? It would definitely make this weekend memorable. I can't help myself. Ghost stories, huh? This doesn't seem like a haunted place. The mountain is green and blossoming under the summer sun. The foliage still smells of rain and the after effects of a storm. Birds chirp, eagles call, and every part of it is so tranquil it chafes. Only the road itself is imperfect, scarred by a year of minor quakes. Mass murders, disappearances, strange music coming from the shadows. The last thing the murderer's victims heard before he killed them was a music box melody. He looks up at the mountain and grins. People die on this mountain, Finn. You sound way too excited about that. Besides, if people died, how did anyone know the music box was the last thing they heard? Wouldn't it be fun to play through the night and then meet actual ghosts? No. This is exactly why Fatima, my therapist, says white people die in haunted houses. We have no nose for danger whatsoever. Where's your sense of adventure? I roll my eyes. Where's your sense of self-preservation? Come on. You don't think anything would actually happen. Underneath my crutch, a small pebble skids off the path, and I take a second to reposition myself. No, I don't think anyone actually believes in ghosts, not even nerds like you who go to the library to dig up local haunts. Carter smirks. He's your average, pasty white, all-American boy, with sparkling blue eyes and curly blonde hair. I'll have you know, I will always take nerd as a compliment, and in this case, I didn't go to the library. Leva mentioned it the other day when we were... Oh. He must see how my face falls at those words because his face falls too. Carter has never tried to talk about what happened. Maddie sort of brought it up once, asking how I was doing, but she was deeply uncomfortable. Ever faced it head on, but they approach everything that way. And even then, I couldn't tell them all of it. This is why I don't want to be here. It's not just what happened between Leva and me. The group fell apart after I got into that fight. We'd barely gotten used to Zach leaving. We were picking up the pieces. And instead of heading